This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jim.
Just wanted to play this real quick here with the Girl Scout cookies. I don't know about you, but when this story first broke, I was kind of reluctant to talk about it because I felt bad for the Girl Scouts.
It's a really odd story. I mean, and the fact that they're saying that the FDA approved their baking facilities and everything that they use is just odd to me.
And it appears that, well, everything that came out in that study was true.
Yeah.
And that's why it's kind of disturbing because they've been selling these cookies. Well, you sold the cookies.
I sold the cookies.
Back in the day.
Yep,
you were poisoning people.
I know. I had no idea.
Do you feel the guilt now?
I mean, and think about it. Like, kids eat this stuff, right? Little kids.
My wife brought home 5 boxes of cookies just a few days ago. And I told her. I said, do you know the story about these? And she didn't. She didn't know what it was. And I told her the story. Well, they ate them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ate a few myself. So I did buckle. But they've now been hit with a $5 million lawsuit. Over the cookies.
Well, it's just weird to me that it even has arsenic in it or something like that, I think they said. And we're still selling them. It's like the whole world ignored it.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Doesn't. Even when like the news story broke, there wasn't a lot of people talking about it at all.
Yeah, but I guess it's like alcohol. Like everybody knows it's bad for you, you know, but you still drink it, right?
Yeah, because so it's in
cookies,
small doses.
You know, cookies are bad for you and they have arsenic, but man, they're good.
And remember the day that we found out about this, the story broke about the poisoning in the cookies or whatever? Jamie and our approach at the elevators by this woman that works here to buy some cookies, and we didn't know how to tell her no.
No, I was yelling, they're poison, remember? I was on the elevator while I was closing, and I was like, they're poison!
She had no idea what you were talking about.
Exactly.
Like, they're poison? Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? But a $5 billion lawsuit has been filed against the Girl Scouts cookies.
Heavy metals and pesticides were found in the Girl Scouts Thin Mints, as well as some other cookies. Producers, ABC Bakers, and Ferrero USA's Little Brownie Bakers also included in that lawsuit. The case cites a study from 2024 commissioned by GMO Science and Moms Across America that says tests of samples of cookies from 3 states included heavy metals such as aluminum, arsenic, and lead above recommended health limits. After the study was published, the Girl Scouts said the found metals are naturally occurring in soil and are not dangerous in trace amounts. The lawsuit seeks $5 million in damages.
Oh boy.
Did you use your Yucca app to see what it said about him?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see what it says.
And I don't know if they're going to continue to sell them after this lawsuit. I have no idea where they're
going
to go with this.
Well, I mean, she did say trace amounts, right? So,
yeah. Well, that's what the Girl Scouts are saying, but not the people that did the study. The scientists that did the study, they're saying it exceeds what human consumption should be.
So why aren't they yanking them off shelves?
I agree.
Well, there's not a shelf, but,
but
off
I mean,
the card tables.
Yeah, why aren't they taking these things down and not selling? I have no idea.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.